Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out today for our Pride Month celebration. Without further ado, I introduce to you your Illinois State Comptroller, Susana Mendoza.
Aw, thank you. Well, good morning. I thought Kevin was going to introduce himself, so thank you, Kevin Derrick. He's always does such a great job putting these events together, and so let's give him a round of applause. Appreciate Kevin very much. I just want to start by saying good morning to you all. Normally, for those who have come to other events, I would be wearing a suit, so I mean no disrespect, but go America, because USA is playing today. And I thought, if I'm ever going to be able to have fun dressing it down, it would be with our Pride recipients, because they are, if not anything else, but there's a lot more to say, they are super fun. So thank you for being here today. Thank you, everyone. And it's fun to get together today to celebrate Pride Month and recognize the many, many contributions of the LGBTQ plus Illinoisans to our state, our communities, and frankly, to our shared future. Pride Month is a time of celebration, reflection, and gratitude. It's a time when we remember the creativity, the vibrance, and the resilience that are the hallmarks of the LGBTQ plus community. It's an opportunity to honor those that had the courage to stand up for equality, those who worked hard to expand the opportunity and understanding, and those who continue to advocate for a society where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. Our four honorees represent this strength and determination, and we're so happy that not only they are here, but many of them have their loved ones here as well. Illinois has long been shaped by people from diverse backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives, and the LGBTQ plus community is an important part of our wonderful story. Across our state, LGBTQ plus individuals contribute every day as teachers, healthcare professionals, first responders, business owners, artists, elected officials, and community leaders. Their talents, creativity, and commitment help strengthen our communities every single day. As controller, I have the privilege of serving our state for all Illinoisans. And with that responsibility comes a simple principle: that every person matters. And that means every resident deserves to be treated fairly, respected for who they are, and given the opportunity to succeed. Pride Month also reminds us of the power of visibility. When people can live authentically, pursue their goals, and share their unique gifts with the world, entire communities benefit. Young people especially deserve to see role models who show them that they belong, that their voices matter, and that their dreams are in fact within reach. And that is why our honorees are here today, because they have done exactly that. They are committed to supporting others who may be struggling. So now, I'm going to get to tell you a little bit about each of our honorees, and then just for housekeeping purposes, what we'll do is I'll announce the honoree, everyone clap wildly because they are awesome, and then that individual honoree is going to come up. We're going to take a picture right kind of angled right over here with the flags behind us, but like right in this area, and then I'm going to ask you to come up to the mic and say a few words, okay, as many as you want. The microphone will be yours. And so let's get started. This is the fun part. Our first honoree is the one and only Amy Lawless. Yes, I know, you're supposed to, yes. She is amazing. So there is no doubt that Amy's greatest passion is people. As co-owner and proprietor of the Dearborn, Amy brings warmth, authenticity, and an unwavering commitment to hospitality to every guest interaction. If any of you have been living under a rock and not made it over to the Dearborn yet, please go. You will thank me later, and you will know exactly what I'm talking about this unwavering commitment to warmth and authenticity with every interaction. She's there all the time, and you're going to feel that. Her leadership has helped establish the Dearborn as one of Chicago's most beloved dining institutions, earning national recognition, including Open Table's top 100 restaurants in America. It's an incredible destination, and the Dearborn is now celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. By the way, 10 is my favorite number. So last year, a second location opened in Terminal 5 at O'Hare, so congratulations on that as well. Now, Amy's hospitality roots run deep. She was raised in Galway, Ireland, where she began working in her family's restaurants and hotel at just 14 years old. Alongside her siblings, she developed an appreciation for the power of hospitality to bring people together and create lasting connections. In 1998, Amy earned a rowing scholarship to Boston University. That is super cool, Amy. Where she studied sociology and psychology while competing as a collegiate athlete. Her move to the United States inspired her family's expansion into the Chicago hospitality scene, beginning with the Irish Oak, Wrigleyville's first authentic Irish pub. Following graduation, Amy joined the family business, working her way from bartender to management while gaining hands-on experience across every aspect of restaurant operations. Oh boy, let me turn my ringer off, I'm sorry. Can someone get this? It's David.
Here you go.
It's my husband, you know, just in case it's something important. Okay, I think I said that in 2009, Amy helped lead front of house operations at The Gauge. I don't think I said that. One of Chicago's most acclaimed taverns. That's the one on Michigan Avenue, like across from like the Art Institute, is that right? Or like really close to there, yeah. Building on that success, she and her sister, Cloda, who's in the front row here as well. Hi, Cloda.
Hi.
Yeah. Opened the Dearborn in 2016, creating an elevated American tavern that quickly became a cornerstone of Chicago's loop dining scene. I highly recommend the fish and chips as well as the Brussels sprouts. They're amazing. They have been recognized as outstanding professionals in restaurant and hospitality by the Professional Irish Women of Chicago. Beyond the restaurant, Amy is deeply committed to mentorship, advocacy, and community engagement. Her longstanding support of the LGBTQ plus community has earned numerous accolades, including the LGBTQ plus Outstanding Service and Business Award presented by the other financial officer in the state, Illinois Treasurer Mike Frericks. She's also on the Illinois Secretary of State's LGBTQ plus advisory board. Amy lives on Chicago's north side with her wife, Cynthia, and their children, Liliana and Luke. When she's not at the restaurant, she can be found cycling, rowing, or supporting causes that strengthen the communities she serves. Please come up, Amy, for a photo, say a few words, but let's give her a big round of applause because she's amazing.
First of all, Comptroller Mendoza, thank you so much for this. For this incredible honor, especially during Pride Month, and more importantly, at a time where our LGBTQ plus rights are under significant attack. To everyone who has supported me along the way, thank you. And to my late father, Billy Lawless, thank you for showing me that leadership is about courage, generosity, and creating space for others. I carry your legacy with me every day. I'm so fortunate that my wife and I are able to raise our 7-year-old son, Luke, and our 12-year-old daughter, Liliana, in a state and city that protects our rights as a gay family. As a proud member of the LGBTQ plus community, an immigrant from Ireland, and an owner of a woman-owned restaurant, this truly is the American dream. My sister, my business partner, and my BFF, Cloda, Cloda and I just celebrated 10 years, as Susanna mentioned, at the Dearborn restaurant, in the heart of Chicago's loop. I would like to thank the entire Chicago community for supporting us over these past 10 years. A large part of our success comes from the culture we actively created over the past decade. It's respectful, diverse, and inclusive, and it doesn't hurt that half our talented workforce are women. Providing a workplace... Providing a workplace where it's safe to be who you truly are is a responsibility and honor I'm very proud of. Creating an inclusive culture in business takes commitment and consistency. I'm committed to carrying on this standard for the next decade and beyond, so others in this community have a chance to flourish as well. Being out as a leader isn't always easy, even now, but I've come to understand that visibility is its own form of leadership. As I accept this trailblazing award, I dedicate it to my parents. They taught me to believe in myself, to see the dignity and worth in every person, and to understand that our differences are not something to fear, they are something to celebrate. Those lessons shaped who I am, and I continue to guide me every day. My greatest hope is to pass the same values on to my own children so that they grow up in a world that is kinder, more inclusive, and more courageous than the one we inherited. If each of us leaves our communities a little... a little more welcoming than we found it, then we've done something truly worthwhile. To my mom and to the memory of my late father, Billy Lawless, this honor belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. Thank you. I know I've made you proud.
Thank you.
And on that note, her father was one of a kind. For those of you, I know we're here celebrating Pride, and clearly he was not part of the LGBTQ plus community, because otherwise, you know, she wouldn't be here. But and the mom, who's amazing. But Billy Lawless Sr. was truly a gem, and he was a senator in Ireland here in the United States. But he was at the absolute forefront of the entire immigrant rights movement. And as the daughter of Mexican immigrants, I mean, I'm eternally grateful for the work of your father and his leadership. He not only stood up, of course, for Irish immigrants, like his family immigrated here, but for all immigrants. And his voice was incredibly, incredibly instrumental in putting us on a map, on the map from a credibility perspective, and painting a picture that immigrants don't just have one face. They're all kinds of faces, all kinds of colors, and more importantly, the contributions that they give are invaluable. So thank you, Amy, for talking about your father. I didn't mention him in my original remarks because today is about you. But as you know, you have such an incredible inheritance, and that's being the daughter of Billy Lawless. So, yeah, we miss your dad. Thank you. Okay, our next honoree is Bernadette Smith, founder and CEO of the Equality Institute. Bernadette heads the Equality Institute, a consulting and training firm focused on diversity, equity, inclusion, LGBTQ plus inclusion, workplace culture, and leadership. The Institute works with businesses, nonprofits, and government agencies to help organizations create more inclusive workplaces through consulting, workshops, keynote speeches, and training programs. Bernadette is also an award-winning author of 4 books, including the bestseller Inclusive 360, Proven Solutions for an Equitable Organization. And this is really neat. Bernadette was so inspired by the marriage equality movement that in 2004, she became the first wedding planner in the country to specialize in legal LGBTQ plus weddings. Super cool. That early commitment to inclusion grew into a 20-plus year career helping organizations build workplaces where everybody belongs. Bernadette's expertise has been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Fast Company, and she's appeared on the Today Show, the BBC, National Public Radio, and more. She's been named one of Chicago's notable LGBTQ executives by Crain Chicago Business, and when she's not working, you can probably find Bernadette on a local pickleball court beating everyone she faces off with. Please come on up, Bernadette, and tell us a little bit more about your important work.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Here, let's go over here.
All right.
We're gonna, like a little diagonal thing here.
Proper.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
All right.
There we go. All right. Could you tilt it?
Here, go this way.
Sure. Here we go.
Thank you very much.
So that way, yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Awesome. Please.
I've been at this work of inclusion for a very long time, and when I started my first business planning same-sex weddings in Massachusetts in 2004, there were only about 30% of Americans who supported marriage equality. But because of the rite of passage of a wedding, because we were able to share our stories with the people that we hired, people that we didn't hire, the family members that came or maybe they didn't come, because we were able to share our stories through a wedding, Now about 70% of Americans support marriage equality, and it's obviously legal nationwide, but I'm very proud to live in Illinois where all of my rights are protected, where I feel safe to be myself. And what a gift that is. What a gift. Because we know right now there are a whole lot of folks who don't feel safe, whether they don't feel safe in the workplace or even to hold their partner's hand at a restaurant or as they walk down the street. So the work has to continue, but we're not going to get there without an army of allies. That's how we achieved all of that progress with marriage equality, was through an army of allies. So this is a big shout out to all of the allies who have supported us past and present, who help us get to a place of comfort, a place of visibility, and a place of increasingly equal rights. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for the honor. I appreciate it. Appreciate all of you.
Thank you, Bernadette. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, our next honoree I'm a super fan of. His name is Don Friend. And Don Friend holds a PhD and has decades of experience in education leadership, school transformation, and innovation across both public and private schools. I should say sectors. Now, as principal of Jones College Prep, Don led the school to national recognition, including a U.S. News & World Report Top 100 ranking. Jones also became the first Chicago public high school to earn a U.S. Department of Education Blue Ribbon Award. His work in the public and private sectors has made a true impact and difference. Now, at the school, when he was at Jones, he was also the first openly gay principal in Chicago public schools. That is a huge deal. During this time, his school boasted the largest gay-straight alliance in Illinois, and he served on the board of what is now the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance. Talk about the importance of visibility coming to life. Don previously founded Chicago Public Schools Office of School Improvement, where he led the turnaround and redesign of severely struggling schools and underserved communities, launching new models and driving measurable gains in student outcomes. He's also contributed to the broader education landscape as a co-founder of two mission-driven technology companies, Teacher Match, a K-12 talent management platform, and Transio, a post-secondary readiness solution supporting students on pathways beyond high school. His work reflects a deep commitment to academic excellence, system-level change, and preparing students for long-term success. He and his partner, Tim, helped to organize fundraisers and events for LGBTQ+ organizations. And outside of work, Don enjoys jogging, hanging out with his Labrador Retriever, and traveling whenever he and Tim have the chance. Truly an amazing career, and he is just getting started. I mean, I think that our students in the city of Chicago have benefited so much from seeing a principal delivering one of the best results the city's ever seen at the helm of a school like that, who is proudly and openly gay. It's really important for kids who still haven't found the courage to be openly who they need to be authentically, to have someone like Don leading the way for them as well. So happy to have you here, Don, and thank you so much for your many contributions. So now please come up and let us give you a big round of applause and share some words of wisdom with us.
Thank you so much, Comptroller Mendoza. And I'm really honored to be part of... okay, good. really honored to be part of this crowd. I have fond memories of Amy and her father and my early days in Chicago. The Irish Oak, Amy, we were just kind of like reminiscing. It was one of their first establishments by Wrigley. But enjoyed that hospitality and love the contributions of my other fellow awardees as well. As Comptroller Mendoza said, I moved to Chicago. Well, actually, she pointed out that I was the first openly gay principal, But that was a very careful decision. I'm trained in a very traditional field. Educational leadership is not exactly one that pushes the limits of what we should do next. It's very guarded, very political. So there were very few spots that someone trained in my field could go to thrive and actually be welcomed in a school system. So Chicago for me has always been that place of refuge, that place of safety, that place of opportunity. And I'm just so happy to be standing here so many years later. This was also the first place where I fell in love. So like even beyond my professional life, having such a vibrant LGBTQ community, sports teams, different opportunities, social events, just a massive group of people to know and love. Also the first time in my life where I ever felt like friends were family, right? And that truly chosen family came to me here in Chicago. And I love the city with all my heart. I want the city to continue to be a refuge for people coming here to be truly who they are and to thrive. And it means so much to me to be honored among people who been able to contribute to that in some way. So thank you all very much and happy Pride Month. Yay.
I'm back. Okay, he's so great. Don, you're the best. Thank you. Our final honoree is Dr. Tio Limosnero. Dr. Limosnero, he's known as Dr. Tio, to his patients, by the way, and everybody else, worked in private practice for 30 years. He later changed direction because he wanted to spend the last phase of his professional career using his skills to give back to the community that had given him so much throughout his life. He specializes in general and cosmetic dentistry, and prior to joining Howard Brown Health, Dr. Tio split his work week between his downtown practice and UIC College of Dentistry, where he taught as clinical assistant professor. Dr. Tio gave up his teaching position at UIC College of Dentistry in 2018 to provide dental services at Howard Brown's first dental clinic in the Englewood community. When the clinic started construction of its Halstead location, Dr. Tio applied for his current position as dental director. His goal is to provide quality care and compassion that respects the patients as they are. He's committed to building a trusting relationship with his patients, knowing that a healthy, functional, and beautiful smile can alter people's lives. Dr. Tio is also a clinical instructor for the Pacific Aesthetic Continuum, a continuing education organization dedicated to teaching smile design principles to other dentists. Out of the office, Dr. Tio is highly active with his family, friends, and his community. He currently serves on the board of the North Halstead Business Alliance. The North Halstead Business Alliance serves as a chamber of commerce working to enhance the economic vitality and quality of life for the area through programming, business services, and events that celebrate the LGBTQ plus community and history, promote tourism, and foster a welcoming, safe community for everyone. For 10 years, he has been a member of the Chicago Spirit Brigade, or CSB, a nonprofit adult volunteer organization comprised of, wait for it, cheer dance and drill teams. CSB is committed to raising funds for people living with life-threatening challenges such as AIDS, HIV, cancer, or homelessness. Dr. Tio has served as a performer, board member, and general manager for the group. He was a member of the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus for several years and an active member of UIC College of Dentistry's Pride Alliance during his tenure as clinical professor, where he helped mentor LGBTQ plus dental students. Thank you, Dr. Tio, for your commitment to dentistry and for helping others, so many others, truly. And please come up for a photo and tell us a little bit more. Actually, if you want to come sing a few bars or, you know, do a few cheers, we welcome it. Get us going. Yes. All right, here we go.
Let me get you a little bit this way. Thank you very much. 3, 2, 1.
The fun of all parties, Dr. Tia.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you. I'm still a little bit flabbergasted as to how I got up here, but I'm truly grateful, honored, and humbled to be in the company of such accomplished individuals. One thing I want to say is I'm grateful for all the individuals in my past who have given me the opportunity to contribute to my community. It's, you know, I've always just wanted to contribute, and, you know, by haphazardly just joining and participating in activities that I enjoyed, and inadvertently also happened to benefit our community, I truly decided that and figured out that I love what it is that I'm doing. And I'm just grateful that I get to do what I do. It allows me to benefit my community, and thank you for the honor.
Aw, come here. Right here. Isn't he awesome? Here we go. Wow, that was great. And Dr. Tio, like, the fact that you just got emotional, I mean, it speaks to how much you love what you do and how much you care about the community. And I just want you to know that every single person whose smile you've helped improve, who you've given a level of confidence and additional visibility to, you've made a massive difference in their lives. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. And you know, I can't stress that enough, because you can imagine how many people I meet in my role, and especially young people. I was just in North Lawndale yesterday, and I was in Inglewood this last month for a graduation, and I was shocked at how many young, beautiful black girls came up to get their certificates, and, you know, at a moment when everyone should be smiling big, were doing this, covering their mouth, right? And yesterday I was out in North Lawndale, and two African-American young men with beautiful, awesome smiles were, you know, when I started talking to them and they'd start laughing, they were coming up their smile. And I literally spent like 10 minutes like telling them, put your hands down. Like, I want to see that smile. Like, you have to own the smile. Like, and by the way, a smile is like the greatest gift you can give to a person that you've never met. And, you know, Amy, you do this every time that I go to the restaurant. You stop by, everything okay? And it's not just to me. It's like to all of the guests. And that is such a wall barrier breaker, right? That when I told this young man, I said, look, even if we didn't speak the same language, just you smiling, showing me that smile is disarming, and it makes me want to be friends with you. And so, like, a smile is so important and so, you know, taken for granted when people don't have their teeth in a way that they're embarrassed about. And too many kids have beautiful teeth and they're still embarrassed to show them. And that's something that I'm going to work on every day when I see a kid who doesn't have the confidence to, like, shine that smile and shine a light on the world, right? That all of us should be telling people, don't hide that smile, not just me. But you help people. Has anybody ever had a chipped tooth? I have, and I feel like, you know, I'm on like the TV show, what was the name of that TV? Beverly Hillbillies, you know? And I'm like, no, I can't, I gotta like, and it's like traumatic for me if I chip a tooth. I have to like go see the dentist right away. I can't imagine not having a tooth or having teeth that my parents weren't able to perhaps put braces on and fix. And it really does do something to someone's self-confidence. So, you know, people in the LGBTQ community have so much going on already that might impact their level of confidence. Your ability to like put that smile and give them like a self-love too, right? That they feel comfortable sharing really does have major, major impact. So thank you for what you do. To all of our honorees, they are all amazing in their own way. And all of you deserve to be honored, not just today, but all the time. I wish that these celebrations weren't just stuff that we focus on one day, but truly you're all rock stars, you're all amazing, and you've all made Chicago and Illinois a better place to live. And you have inspired people that you don't even know you've inspired, and you'll continue to do so every day. So thank you so much. Let's give them all an amazing round of applause. you know, I really think it was important to not just honor them, but hear from them, right? To hear from all four of them about how much they continue to contribute to their communities, to our state, and what drives their passion. It's so important that we celebrate the progress that has been made over the years. You know, Bernadette talked about a 30%, you know, acceptance rate versus a 70% acceptance rate. And that is real progress. But it still sucks that there's 30% of people who are not okay with people loving who they want to love. We need more love in the world, right? Not less. We definitely don't need any hate. So we have a lot of work to do to get to that 100%, not just acceptance, but celebration of who people are. Because everybody who lives in our country, or in the world, frankly, deserves to be who they are, love who they want to love, and be who they want to be, unapologetically. Now, as we honor Pride Month, let us take this time to recommit ourselves to building an Illinois where everyone has the chance to thrive, regardless of who they are, regardless of who they love, or how they identify. It's really important to celebrate our residents. And each of us has a role to play in creating spaces where people feel welcomed, where they feel valued, and where they are, in fact, respected. Together, we can continue building a future defined by respect, opportunity, and belonging for all. Thank you so much. Happy Pride Month. And now, what we're gonna do is take a few photos with the honorees. We're gonna take a team shot, okay? And then I am happy to take individual photos with the honorees and anyone from their family or their tribe that they want to take it with. And then after that, and I encourage everybody else who doesn't want to be in photos to head on up to the 10th floor, because we are going to like throw down some Ann Sather cinnamon rolls. Oh. All right. We specially ordered these guilt-free, calorie-free, but with all the delicious taste. All right. All right. Thank you. It's a little white lie from a politician. You've heard worse. Okay. Thank you all. Happy Pride, everybody.